Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of SC Student Loan Speaks. Today, we have two amazing women with us from McLeod Health. We have Charity Gerald and Jernasia Gaskins. And so we're going to start off and just learning a little bit about what they do at McLeod Health and then dig into some information so you all can hear all the great things that's happening in that area. So Charity, I'm going to start with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm Charity Gerald. I am the Director of Recruiting and Workforce Development for McLeod Health. I've been at McLeod Health for quite a long time.
We won't say how long.
As a baby nurse. I'm going to say that as a baby nurse. In 2004. And I've worked my way through a lot of different disciplines and careers, from being a nurse director to coming to HR. And so HR came about 3 years ago, and I have loved it ever since and love what we're doing. And I'm happy to talk about it today.
Yeah, and I feel like we started around the same time.
Yes.
We're going to talk about some of the initiatives that they have, and one of them is with South Carolina Student Loan. That was my first year. And was that your first year, or was that your second?
So that was probably my I was going into my second year then.
Gotcha.
22?
Yeah. Okay, awesome. And Jernasia, tell us about you.
Well, my name is Jernasia Gaskins, and I'm the Workforce Development Coordinator at McLeod Health. I've been with the McLeod family a little over 5 years, and it's been an extremely rewarding is an understatement to say about my experience at McLeod.
I've been able to work in many different capacities, learn lots of different things about workforce development, and also give back to our employees and help them with continuing education and all things.
Yeah. So we are going to talk about those things. And one of the things that I hope you all feel through the camera and through the audio is that you have three people today that are very passionate about what they do. And so we are going to hop straight into one of the initiatives at McLeod Health, and that is your youth apprenticeship program. Tell us a little bit about that, Jernasia.
So our youth apprenticeship program is one of our newest endeavors. It's something that I'm really excited to be offering to the community. It is with a partnership with our great ally and resource, Apprenticeship Carolina, that offers us great consultation services as well as supportive services for all of our students. So our youth apprenticeship program was pretty much just derived from an adult apprenticeship program that trains nursing assistants.
Mm-hmm.
So students, they have to be at least 16 years of age, are able to apply and then take a course over their summer. So they do, unfortunately, have to devote their summers to learning a new skill, but it is an extremely rewarding experience. They get to come out of the class with a nursing assistant certification.
Nice.
They also get employment opportunities. Yeah, and they also get to gain a leg up on their competition and learn more about healthcare careers and get that hands-on experience in the hospital.
Yeah. So is this an opportunity that's offered once a year, twice a year? What is that application, or is there an application process connected to it?
Absolutely. So currently we are requiring an in-person interest meeting, which will be hosted at Fort Starlington Technical College, which is one of our many educational training providers for apprenticeships.
Mm-hmm.
We will be opening up an application as well. And if you are interested, you can follow us for more updates on McLeodCareerExploration.org.
Mm-hmm.
So any students or their parents that are interested in learning more about this opportunity will get to meet me in person, learn more about if this is the right experience for them, and have the opportunity to apply.
Wonderful. So we mentioned that they could be as young as 16 and they have a class over the summer. I know that some apprenticeships, they actually take classes during the school year, but you all strategically placed your class over the summer.
Yes.
To help students not have to miss class and things like that. So if we have an adult who's interested, is it offered the same way over the summer, or is it a little different?
It's a little different. Okay. We typically run a little bit more apprenticeship adult classes throughout the year. We also have applications available online almost all year long. We offer convenient opportunities. You can take an evening class for those that have to work. You can also take a day class for those that work an evening shift or just looking to get into something new. So there's an opportunity for everyone.
And is it pretty competitive?
I would say the most competitive part is finding those that are the most motivated to do it. There are no barriers around what can keep you from being in the program. We're looking for those with a winning attitude, a willingness to learn. no healthcare experience is required, which really warms my heart that we're able to give these experiences to individuals that otherwise have never been in the hospital before or don't have any healthcare experience. Mm-hmm. So competitiveness is not the way we look at it. We look at it more of come one, come all. There's an opportunity for you.
We want to make sure that we give the opportunity to anybody that wants the opportunity.
Yeah.
We had a great win last night. We had some MST Fast Track. That's what we call our class with Marshall and Tech. Students graduate. And that was one of the events that we put on an event for them. We celebrate them. We invite their families to celebrate their accomplishment for graduating the class. And we had an individual who, this was her second career.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm just going to try something different. I'm older and I want, and we're like, we applaud you for that.
Yeah.
You know, not only do they get to have career progression with this apprenticeship and this training, but they get wage progression.
Nice.
So an earnable, a sustainable wage. So it's a win-win for everybody involved. Yeah.
And I would assume that they have an opportunity to continue their career with McLeod Health after they finish their apprenticeship.
Absolutely. That's the goal. We're constantly looking to upskill or reskill our employees. Yes. There are so many health careers. There are so many things that you can do to contribute to our society as well as the healthcare industry. Not just by being a nurse, not just by being a doctor, but there are a lot of other support services and health careers within the hospital that some students, some employees have never heard about. Yeah. So we're able to give them that hands-on experience so that they can learn more about what's their right career path.
And so we have two veterans here that have been with McLeod Health, right? And if you all were listening to their intros, you heard that they in themselves have experience the upward mobility with McLeod Health, right? They've been able to expand their educational opportunities. They've been able to expand different careers within McLeod Health and still be able to give back to their community. And that's one of the things that I really, really like about McLeod Health. So this is just one of the ways that McLeod Health opens the door for their community to come in and be a part of the McLeod Health family. So that is awesome. So another thing that McLeod Health offers are scholarships.
Yes.
So Jornasia is the main point of contact currently because we don't know where she may for momentum go, right? So she's the main contact for scholarships. So do you want to tell us a little bit about your scholarships or maybe some of the programs connected to the scholarships?
Oh, yes. We have a very vast scholarship program.
You all do.
It has tons of degree programs. It's so interesting. When I first got into this role, I didn't even know half of those careers were possible. You know, we have scholarships for dietitians, physical therapists, respiratory, nursing. There are over 15 disciplines that we help support. And it's one of my most favorite things about McLeod. We will do anything that we can to help support those that are willing to support themselves. So we just require that you have a letter of acceptance into that degree program. And this is McLeod's way of giving back to the community. You know, we pump those funds and those dollars back into our community colleges, our four-year institutions. We do not dictate what school you have to go to. As long as it is accredited, we will help support you through that process.
Yeah. So you said this is an opportunity that's available for the community. So it's not just for current employees. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes. And that is one of the most interesting things about our scholarship program. Sometimes people reach out to me and they say, how long do I have to be an employee? And I say, never.
Yeah.
But it's been an awesome way for us to recruit and retain individuals because we're able to extend out of the bounds of South Carolina and find students from upstate, from across the country, because they don't have to be a current McLeod employee. We're looking for those that are willing to commit once they have truly obtained all of their degree programs and have attained their degree. So currently we just require
acceptance.
Yeah.
So I know that we've had a conversation about a student who was in North Carolina connected to one of our other programs that we're going to talk about in just a bit. But I think that's very interesting. We have to think about recruiting specifically, not just in our community, which you all are heavily involved in your community, pouring back into the communities, making sure that they are able to grow and grow within McLeod Health. But you all extend that outside of not just the PD region, but South Carolina, across the borders as well. And I think that is very interesting and an amazing opportunity. So if we have anybody listening from Arizona, you want to go to their website and check out their scholarships. We have great weather here. We experience all the seasons.
Yes.
Sometimes in one day, but don't worry about that part. Don't worry about that part. It's a beautiful state. We have great employers and great companies across the state, and you are listening to one right now. So I don't know if this is the newest initiative for McLeod Health. It probably isn't, but we got to work with Bold Career Pathways. So I'm going to talk a little bit about Bold and how you all have been able to utilize it. So if you don't know, if you haven't been on our website, which you should go, we have a new program called Bold Career Pathways, Better Outcomes, Less Debt. Yes, we are a student loan organization, but we are for the state of South Carolina. We are for our residents. So we understand that there are programs and education that requires students to need to access funding outside of what the FAFSA gives them. So we always say start with the FAFSA. Get as much free funds as you can. There are direct loan programs that we say, hey, students, take that out first. And then there's some other ways to help cover the rest of your expenses. And Bold is one of those ways. So Bold allows us to partner with employers across the state of South Carolina to create retention and upskilling opportunities for their organization. And so McLeod Health was the first employer to sign with
us.
Charity wasn't able to join the initial conversation, but when she heard about it a week or two later, within 24 hours, if I'm not mistaken, I'll give it 48, we had a signed agreement. And so I think that just shows that McLeod Health is very progressive in wanting to make sure that their staff and that the community has access to the education needed for sustainable, livable wages.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I can speak to that from a personal perspective, being a first generation college student and having to take out loans and having that responsibility of paying those back. It's not comfortable. And so you want to be the best person that you can be, and you want to have a career that's sustainable and that you can be comfortable and live and have a great family life. And so I just saw Project Bold as an opportunity to give that to people in our community.
Absolutely.
Because we have a lot of first generation students who come to us and say, you know, I'm not rich. I don't have the money to go to school and pay all that money. But I'm willing, and I'm a local person, and I want to take care of local people, and that is our motto.
Yes.
And so if you want to do that, we want to help you be successful.
Yes.
We're all about fit, and if you fit the McLeod values, then we definitely want to be the help to help you bridge that gap between, you know, what's feasible for your finances and what we can do to help you with those finances.
And one of the great ways that we do partner is not only just through Bold, right? That's a way to finance education. But the outreach team here does presentations across the state in the high schools, in the colleges, to help students and families understand how to navigate paying for college. So there have been opportunities for us to just do presentations for your employees that have nothing to do with Bold. And you're just trying to help them figure out, either for themselves or for their students, how to navigate the journey. So it's truly a partnership, and we are grateful and thankful for that. So with Bold, you all were, first of all, let's just talk about how many locations McLeod Health has.
Yes,
right? That's one of the things that helps McLeod Health stand out amongst the other Bold employers. So you all have
seven hospitals, but eight locations, right? Far as like behavioral health,
yes,
include that.
Yes.
And then we have almost 100 MPA practices. So we have we cover a lot of ground.
Yes.
And like it's Eastern South Carolina and Southeastern North Carolina that we cross the border.
Okay.
So 18 counties.
Love that. Mm-hmm. From the coast to the PD. So you get a little bit of everything, right? I told you all South Carolina was a great place to be. Weather. We have mountains.
And
we have beaches.
Yes, we do.
And parks and all the things in between. So
with Bold, I've been working, even though I worked with Charity to get everything signed and available for McLeod Health to utilize, but Charity, Jernasia, you actually are kind of the face of it for McLeod Health. So tell me a little bit about what that looks like for you.
So it is an everyday process, and that's what I appreciate the most about Project Bold, is that there's a rolling application process. People reach out and they want to know, when is the application window? When can I get funding? I need help. My bills are due next week. And I say, well, we can get you started today. I love the fact that you all have a dedicated loan team and financial advising that can help guide me through this process, because it does get kind of complicated at times, and also help guide the students.
Yeah.
So it's been an absolutely rewarding experience, but we do have a formal vetting process. So I get to connect with the students specifically, figure out if this is really the best option for them, talk to them more about what the commitment looks like,
right,
figure out how much longer they have in school, and really get to know the individual and the person, and really vet them to see if they would be a good McLeod Health fit.
Yeah. So I believe it was end of last week, beginning of this week, and you sent me an email, was like, oh my gosh, Destre, we're getting graduates. We're really in. So just for the good of everyone watching, McLeod Bold can actually cover the last 2 years of your education. So when McLeod signed 2 years ago, they were able to start recruiting as early as their junior year in college, or if it was a 2-year program, then at the beginning of their journey. And so now that we are approaching the end of the 2 years, we have graduates going to McLeod Health to work. And so how has that been? Has that been a pretty seamless process after graduation?
Absolutely. They're ready to work.
Yeah.
They've prepared. They have gone through all their tests, all their exams, and they're ready to work. I think that sometimes individuals just need that extra little push.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that your employer can actually help get you to that next step, and because everyone doesn't have, you know, a family support system that can help sign and be a co-borrower on that loan.
Yes.
So the fact that McLeod Health is able to give those opportunities and, you know, be that support system for those that otherwise wouldn't have that support has been great. So everyone has just jumped right in. They're shadowing. They have been working with our very dedicated and amazing recruiting team to find the greatest fit for them. We have more than enough options. 7 locations, MPA practices. So, yeah, the possibilities are limitless, and everyone can find their place at McLeod.
That is beautiful. That is awesome. I know we were talking previously about the apprenticeship and like celebrating at the end of the apprenticeship. So tell me a little bit more about how you all celebrate at the end. I believe you all do a nursing sign-up.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
Well, I just want to start by saying McLeod Health will celebrate every win, the small
wins. I love it.
The big wins. Now come to find that every win is a win, and every occasion is truly an occasion to celebrate. Wow. So our Nurse Signing Day event is a newer concept. We just embarked on our 2nd annual Nurse Signing Day. Mm-hmm. We do one for our inland region as well as our coastal region, and who knows what's next as we continue to grow. Mm-hmm. But it is a recruiting and retention event, as well as just an overall celebration for our new graduate nurses, whether that be an LPN, an RN. So anyone that has dedicated and committed, just verbally or on paper, signed on the dotted line, to become a nurse at McLeod Health, we celebrate. It's a huge event. We have tons of decoration, more than enough entertainment. I have been on the photo booth more times than I can ever imagine. They're able to celebrate with their family, their friends, their leadership, their peers, and also their schools.
Yeah. They
invite their schools to come and see all of their dreams and their goals come to fruition. They get to stand on that stage, sign, and officially accept McLeod Health as their employer of choice, which is truly a big decision, you know, figuring out what your first job is going to be with so many options.
Right.
So it's really McLeod Health's way. Nurse Signing Day is McLeod Health's way of saying a big thank you to our nursing staff that has decided, among so many other options, to what for that, isn't it?
I love that so much. And I'm assuming, Charity, you are there as well.
Yes. Yeah, so and the biggest celebrity that's there is our chief nursing officer.
So nice.
She does the address for us. I
love that.
She actually, this is probably the graduate's first time actually getting to meet her. And they get to know exactly what our leadership stands for.
Yeah.
And it's full circle. You become a part of the family. And she invites you, and she's engaging, and she goes and talks to all of the graduates. She wants to know who they are. She gives them her personal cell phone number. So we want them to know that we really incorporate them and appreciate them for their service and their dedication to McLeod Hill.
Yeah. It sounds like you all want them to know and understand that they are valued as an individual.
Absolutely.
As well as a part of the team.
Absolutely.
And this is just one of the ways
Absolutely.
That y'all do that. So, Charity, tell me a little bit more about what you all do, whether it's from like a retention perspective through HR, or I know that you all have some really cool things happening from that perspective.
So, yeah, we have tons of things. I just actually spoke with another group about mattering at work. And so one of the biggest things that we embarked on under Donna's leadership has been our nursing transformation work. Mm-hmm. And we always say nursing transformation, but we usually start with nursing, but it feeds into all of our disciplines and all of our departments, where from flexible scheduling to doing a dress code change. Oh, that was amazing. So McLeod Health is always very conservative,
but very conservative.
Okay. And so we were, you know, you had a select number of colors that you could wear to work as a clinician.
What?
A select number of color of shoes you could wear.
Okay.
Well, we broadened that.
I love that.
And we've uncovered the tattoos, and we've allowed the piercings.
Yes.
You know, we allow self-expression.
Right.
So our marketing team, Jemana, was amazing. She's one of the things that she said, and I remember when she put it in the huddle was, we heard you, we listened, and we took action.
Love that.
And so we want our staff to know that we're listening to them all the time.
Right.
HR is listening. When people normally hear HR, they're thinking,
trouble.
Trouble. I know. When you hear HR coming at McLeod, we're coming to hear your voice. So we can help make this a place where you want to work, you want to stay, we want to retain you. We've hired a nursing liaison. Eddie is amazing. For our new nurses, he goes around and he has like stay interviews with them.
Oh, I love that.
What's going on with you? Are you liking it here? Is this a good place for you to work? Are you liking your unit? If not, let's see what we can do for you to make that change.
Right.
Let's let you shadow. We did a nurse residency program.
Mm-hmm.
And so they get to go and they look at all these different units. They get to learn from some experienced nurses. We've actually got a simulation lab now.
Okay.
Yes. And we have high fidelity mannequins, and they can learn at real world things without harming people. So
right.
if you hurt cow, it's okay.
Yeah.
Cow is okay.
How?
Can we recover?
Okay.
So
yes.
Do all your simulations and things that you would see in the real world on how.
Okay.
And you get to know, okay, so in the real world, when this happens, I know how to do what my practice should be.
Right.
So we just want to make sure that we have a ton of initiatives in place for people to feel comfortable and fit in where they feel good.
Yeah. So one of the things that I heard you say, mm-hmm. I'm going to paraphrase it, but what I pulled out of it was, you know, listening to the staff and uncovering the tattoos and letting the piercings out and things like that. Patients are now seeing themselves in their caretakers.
They are.
And I just think that's amazing to feel like someone, aside from skin tone or even community, this person understands who I am because they look like me. Mm-hmm. And I think that was very intentional on y'all's behalf. So I really, really like that.
Yes.
I think there was also something you mentioned about like bridging the gap for the... I mean, I think this is the most diverse generational workforce that we've had in forever. So there's some work that you all are doing with that as well.
Absolutely. So with our Leadership Development Institute, we are training our leaders of how to communicate and bridge the gaps between all of the generations so that we better know how to communicate with each other. I know how to relate to you. I know what things in your history shaped you to be the way that you are.
Exactly.
Make you feel accepted, regardless of what generation you are. We all have to work together. I mean, we've got baby boomers, and then we've got
as Gen Zers, you know, and I'm somewhere in the middle. But we all have to work together. And the thing about it is, when I look at the workforce team, so I'm the oldest one on the team. I'll go ahead and put that out there. That's the leader.
Okay.
But then I have, you know, Xers. Mm-hmm. I have millennials. Mm-hmm. I have Gen Zers. I mean, and we all work together to do this job. You know, we have been so successful because we listen to each other's voices.
Yeah.
Everybody's generation matters. Yes. Everybody's opinions matter.
Yeah.
And that's what we want our staff to realize at McLeod, is that we all matter in all this.
It's a top-down approach.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you can get that modeled in a place where people can see it, then it's just like, oh, this is the expectation. This is how we do it. And not just like, I can see it, but it sounds like there is some support and some training that's available for your leaders as well to help foster that type of environment beyond HR, beyond the corporate office, actually into the patient care setting. So that is extremely beautiful. And Jernasia mentioned a little bit about your partnerships. Mm-hmm. I think you all have like a very innovative partnership with the colleges and universities and with their clinical rotation.
Excellent.
Tell us about that.
So we have coordinators who are over Allied Health. We have high school health careers coordinator, and we also have a nursing coordinator at Workforce Development. And so we build partnerships and relationships and educational agreements with all of the schools near and far.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. We have schools in Ohio that we partner with.
Love that.
So we can bring in athletic trainers. We can bring in a physical therapist, speech therapist, occupational therapist, because we are a desert when it comes to some of our therapy programs.
Gotcha.
So we have to be a little innovative about our outreach and how far we're willing to reach to meet our goals. And so our coordinators set up those meetings with all of the leaders of those campuses, institutions, deans, presidents, whomever. We have a conversation, we get an educational agreement, and then those students can come to our campus to learn and to shadow and to have experiential observations with our team.
Yeah.
Because we feel like we have the best team.
Yeah.
We have the best teachers. They do the work every day, and we have the best patients to learn on. And so we want those people to want to come to our campuses and to our community to work and share their talents. And we always have a sign all the time on our sign that says, I'm bringing my talents to my class.
Oh, I love that.
Because everybody has a talent. Everybody has a gift. I want you to name your gift.
Okay. So you said a term, a phrase, and I just want to bring clarity to what it is. So you said there's a desert of some sort. So like, dig into the, I've heard of food deserts, but from a healthcare perspective, tell us a little bit more about that.
So where there's a desert, an educational desert?
Educational desert. Okay, gotcha.
That you are missing the disciplines that you need for your community to make sure your community has what it needs.
Gotcha.
So it's almost like, you know, we don't have access to that education here because we don't have an institution that provides.
Got it. Yeah.
We reach out to where there's plenty.
Right.
And we make those relationships happen for us.
Perfect. I think that is amazing, because even though we may not have the educational institutions here, and or they may not be producing enough here for the entire state, our communities still need them.
Our communities.
So being able to create those partnerships outside of South Carolina, recognizing our strengths and then recognizing the places for opportunity and creating those partnerships, I think is very creative, very innovative. So as we are wrapping up, I think I have two questions for both of you all. First question, I want both of you to answer. What's one thing, if someone just heard a snippet of our podcast today, of our conversation today, Jernasia, what's one thing that you would want them to take away and remember about this conversation?
I would want viewers to know that McLeod Health is the place for you. McLeod Health. McLeod Health welcomes innovation. It welcomes everyone of all disciplines, all talent. It is the place that you can truly learn and grow and find more about yourself, find more about how you can serve others. So if you have a willingness to learn and you're hoping to serve the community, McLeod Health could be the employer for you.
I love that. Charity?
I guess the one thing I would want viewers to take away is that It's never too late to get started.
Oh, that's good.
It's never too late to get started. I'm nursing as my second degree.
Okay. Yes.
And I've loved everything about my journey, because that's what life is. It's a journey.
Yeah.
Never too late to get started.
Love that. Okay. Now, my last question, and I don't know, maybe you have a question for me. I'm open. What's one piece of advice that you would give a student or a person who is looking to pursue higher education?
Change, I'll start with you. And if you want to look at the camera, that's perfectly fine. My one piece of advice for those that are looking to continue their education is to shop around. Figure out which program is truly a good fit for you. Take into consideration flexibility. Take into consideration costs. It's not a decision to take lightly. And I think, you know, finding the perfect fit as far as continuing education will benefit you in the long run. So be patient with yourself. Be patient with those around you. And, take opportunities and truly, you know, make the decision that's right for you.
Beautiful.
I mean, I guess mine still will. And the fact that it's a jury, and that as a student, it's not about whether you make straight A's.
Uh-huh.
Seeing students make the best clinicians sometimes in shadow, finding an institution that will allow you to come into the walls and see what the job is like.
Uh-huh.
We will do that with Anna Cloud Hill.
Okay.
Come to see what it's like. Contact a coordinator or someone in the education department or workforce development department, HR. And shout out.
Yeah.
See what it's really, because people have an idea of what some certain healthcare jobs are.
Mm-hmm.
But until you walk a mile in those shoes, you really don't know.
Right.
And so you don't want to get into something that you're like, oh, I did this and I've spent 4 years, 2 years, 18 months, whatever. That's the way that I don't look.
And
you have to live and bloom where you're planted. And if you plant yourself in something, you want to make sure you love it.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Okay. Awesome. Any questions for me? I did a lot of questions for y'all. I just want to make sure we're good. Is the interviewer turning into the interviewee? I don't know.
And I feel like we talk to you, especially Janasia, all the time. So I think we know all the things go straight. But if you come and surprise us with anything new, I'll be like, what? Yeah, but I think we're pretty good with interviewing you.
Okay, awesome. So that is going to be the end of our podcast for today. Thank you so much for tuning in to SC Student Loan Speaks. Thank you to McLeod Health for having you all come in today. Charity, Janasia, I appreciate the partnership, and I'm looking forward to seeing it grow.
Absolutely.
So y'all have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.